Well, we did talk about Todd Bowles getting the job on Wednesday. Wagner gets a 5-year deal from the Rams. Texans made, you know, Marlon Mack is going to be signing with the Texans. Dolphins reward their number one cornerback. One of the largest contracts for a cornerback in the history of the league. And then the Dolphins turn around and trade their best receiver before they made the trade for Tyreek Hill to the Patriots. The Miami Dolphins got to be one of the dumbest front offices in the history of sports. They're past the Cleveland Browns right now. They're past the Cleveland Indians of what's the movie, Major League. They got a Major League front office. Miami Dolphins got a Major League front office, folks. Your best receiver, you send them to a division rival. And you bring in Tyreek Hill to add depth to your receiver position.
Mm-hmm.
Then you trade away one of your receivers and you lose that depth. And then you turn around and trade that guy to the New England Patriots.
Here's the thing for me, okay? It was who they traded him to, but it's what they got for him.
Yeah, a Happy Meal.
That wasn't even a Happy Meal.
They got a Happy Meal from him.
That wasn't even a Happy Meal. That was a small fry. That was a bag of Skittles. I mean, like, they traded him in a 5th-round pick, and they got a 3rd-round pick for him. I don't get the trade, because you pretty much just valued that your guy was only worth, I mean, essentially maybe a 4th-round pick. One of your top receivers is only worth a 4th-round pick. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I'm just at a loss for words. Miami, you guys completely messed up. If you're going to trade Parker in a 5th-round pick, you should have at least got a 2nd-round pick. I think that would have been appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, I But then again, I guess, what do I know? But all I know is that you were like really close to being on the right track, and then you just kind of messed it up. Now what I am just gonna completely, I guess, kind of lose my cool on, is if they take this pick, this third round pick, and they draft a receiver. If they draft any wide receivers in this draft, I will lose it. Because you are just so counterproductive when you do that. I don't get the front office of the Miami Dolphins. Devo, you might need to go away and be their president or something, because man, they need some help.
Hey, we haven't got what they've done in that front office over there for many years.
Well, I'm just saying you might need to go fill out an application or something.
I don't know. They might turn me into an idiot. Working over there. That's all it seems to be, is a bunch of people getting paid a bunch of money to keep tanking a franchise. That's what it looked like to me.
Well, like you just got done saying, they haven't been really smart with their moves in quite a while.
No.
So, you know, I was kind of hoping that Boss Hogg would be on tonight.
Yeah,
but,
he's you know, that guy. He's got a... Tell him, we're gonna start finding that. He's always got something. We're gonna start finding
that. He's always got something going on. I didn't realize that we had somebody running for Congress. Because, man, he's sure shaking heads and kissing babies lately.
Yeah, for real. He's at a WrestleMania.
All right, Boss Hogg.
He's at a WrestleMania party, folks.
Yeah.
I mentioned it earlier, but we just, you know, we're going to throw him under the bus again. This dude, he's a grown man. He's at a WrestleMania party. I didn't know they threw parties for WrestleMania.
Oh, hey, now, hold on, man. Now, I used to throw some WrestleMania parties back in the day.
I know. I'm just messing around with them.
But, that matter of fact, one year, I actually had a friend of mine bake a cake, and the top of the cake was a wrestling ring. Pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah?
She didn't do a bad job. Yeah, she did do a bad job, my man. But one thing I wanted to touch on, and I'll touch on it again on Wednesday night, because hopefully we will have Boss Hogg on, so I can get his take on this. But this whole thing with the Washington Commanders, and their owner, Dan Snyder, supposedly hiding funds from the league.
Yeah, that's not good.
Nick, let me ask you something. What kind of idiot What are you thinking, man?
He ain't thinking. Why would you hide money? I mean,
you like so this kind of brings up my next question.
What's your next question?
What? Is this going to lead into a tax investigation?
Quite possibly.
Because now you're talking about some tax fraud, and here's the thing about that. I don't think that his wife would even be allowed to run the team at that point. Dan Snyder really stuck his foot in it this time. I mean, it's not bad enough that he's kind of been put into this black hole over all these sex allegations and racism. But now you talking about a form of tax fraud. This man does not play with the full deck. This man has got to be one of the most incompetent owners in the National Football League.
Yeah, definitely don't have him. Definitely not all there. Definitely not all there. I don't know why you think he could do something like that and get away with it. You're going to get audited and they're going to find it. It's just the way it is. Oh, man. That's it.
So, another question I had for you, and this was something that just I don't know why people do this, but they run a story into the ground and they try to cover. And they try to create new angles for this story, but the stories that I've been getting on my feed are about Rob Gronkowski and if he's going to come back to Tampa or not. And one of the stories goes, well, there's a 50-50 chance that he's going to come back. Well, yeah. If you really break it down and you use common sense, anything is 50-50. Either you are going to do something or you're not. And I'm just curious. Do you think... that this whole Rob Gronkowski thing, do you kind of think it's overplayed?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's overplayed. We know I think a lot of this was overplayed. And ladies and gentlemen, I am in quite a bit of Buccaneer groups. I'm also with Bucks Report. I'm not Bucks. Well, I was with Bucks Report before. I'm partnered with Bucks Life right now. And yeah, while I'm talking about that, starting Wednesday night, we're gonna go back to starting our shows at 8, because from 8 to 11, well, probably about 8 to 9 for that portion, but we're gonna go live on Bucks Life News and take Bucks questions for, you know, the first hour. We're gonna continue our show as is. We won't cater. That was one thing that I talked to the guys over there with, and I was like, I like my format of my show. I'm not gonna cater to the group just because it's a Bucks group. I'm not gonna sit here for 3 hours and talk, Bucks only. I'm not gonna do that. So the format is gonna stay the same. We're gonna have our NBA segments. We're gonna have our NFL segment still with Boss Hogg. And really, it's not even a segment anymore. It's just when he joins us. So,
yeah, when he's not shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yeah, for real. Or pushing old people out of wheelchairs with a left field correspondent.
Oh boy.
So yeah, you know, we're gonna start that on Wednesday. We'll be video. We'll be live, you know, on video. So we'll be, you know, William, you'll be able to see the same questions as I mean, because everything will be right there on the screen. So if somebody asks a question, we'll be able to read their questions. We'll read them out on the air. And,
all right.
You know, answer, you know, whatever question they have. But as I said, our format is going to stay the same. I'm a Bucks fan, but I'm not going to change my show. We're just bringing the Rat Pack Sports Show brand over to Bucks Life. So for us, nothing will change. We'll just be on another network. So,
we growing again.
Yeah, you know, something like that. But I think it'll be a good fit. They don't really have a exclusive. Like, you know, most of these networks, they have their their exclusive, you know, shows that break with the network. So we'll be one of the few that don't broadcast on other networks, but it'll be exclusive to, Bucks Life. But it's the Rat Pack Sports Show, man. So we've been around a little bit, but I think it'll be fun.
You know, good group of guys over there at Bucks Life.
Yeah, you know, those guys are cool, man. I've been boys with them for a while. Like I said, I did some stuff with Bucks Report way back, you know, some years ago, And that's kind of where I met those guys. So, you know, that was a big, big separation that happened. And they went, you know, some went their way and others stayed with the other network. And, you know, I still maintain contact with those guys throughout the years. And this week, last week we was talking and I asked them, did they have any shows on their, you know, Facebook page or their network that were broadcasting. And he said no. So I told him, I say, I can, we could do something. So we worked it out. And Wednesday night when we go live, I will be, we'll be on video. So, and I got everything already set up, so it's not really, a problem. Actually, I need to go. I do need to. I do need to go here and do something real quick.
All right.
Nah, cause I gotta set all this stuff up, and I might as well go over here now, cause I have to add the page. I have to add the Bucks Life page to, where is it? I have to add the page to, I forget what I'm looking for. Oh, here it is. To the channels that I do the multiple streams to. So hopefully, all right, hopefully I can get it. I don't see where. Edit destinations. Oh, there we go. I gotta reconnect some stuff. So what destination now? Oh, that's link. That's what's that, LinkedIn?
By the way, do you realize what 2 days ago was?
Yeah, April Fool's?
Yeah.
So what?
It was also my anniversary with the Brat Pack.
Oh, really?
7 years.
Man, that's a quick 7 years, bro.
Man, y'all didn't bake me a cake.
Heck no. Y'all didn't. Hey, I forgot about it. So, hey, I didn't even I didn't even think about it.
Hold on.
You said 7 years?
Yeah, 2015.
Bro, that's a long time, man.
2015. I called on April 1st. The Wednesday night show of the Rat Pack Sports. And it just so happened that we and the reason I know this is because it was the year that Jameis Winston was drafted by Tampa, and I happened to call in on the show because somebody was talking some bullcrap about Marcus Mariota, and they were downplaying his skill set. And I forget who it was, but
probably left field correspondent.
Well, no, it wasn't left field. It was somebody else, and I can't remember who it was. But we got into it over a skill set and everything, and it just kind of took off from there. Went from a caller to probably about a year later to being a contributor onto the show. And you're right, man, 7 years, that goes by. That went by real quick.
Yeah, in a jiffy. It went by in a just a quick. That's not a short time either, man. So I
guess I need to ask. Am I eligible for my pension now, or is that something we need to we're going to need to discuss behind closed doors.
Yeah, we're going to have to discuss that behind closed doors.
I mean, because, you know, I'm not a young man anymore. I need to be thinking about retirement. So I'm kind of thinking that maybe a nice little severance package, I don't know, $3,000 to $4,000 a month. I think that's reasonable.
This fool said $3,000 to $4,000 a month, bro. Hey, I want that too. I want that too.
Man, look, I got expenses.
Hey, we all do, but. Hold on. Yeah, we all do, but at the same time, brother, you ask for Howard Stern type of stuff.
Well, we'll see. Here's a way that I'm looking at this. See, you need to quit. You need to quit messing around and everything, and you need to. Need to go ahead and get your buddy Colin Cowherd off the TV, and just tell them to give us what they paid him.
I got you.
I don't know why you playing around with that.
We're finna set this stream up here. I think that's good. That's good there.
So, speaking of the draft and everything, Debo, have you started doing your homework this year?
Nope. Not yet. I missed the combine, man. So that kind of like,
you know what I did? I did too. I really
set
did.
Set me back a little bit.
But you know the thing about the combine is, Debo, and we talked about this. The most important thing at the combine is something that's not even televised, and that's the interviews.
Yeah, they'll never televise that.
Oh man, come on!
I don't think they would.
If they was to televise that, man, you wanna shoot. Ain't nobody would go to the NFL again because you know good and well that some of the stuff that they say up in those interviews could never get out to the public, especially nowadays, because they'd be burned at the stake.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I got everything set up here for Wednesday night, and as soon as we go live, it'll be streaming about 7 different locations at once, which is the best thing about it. Oh, it's 11 already. This thing goes by quick. Alrighty. What else you got for me, brother?
Man, nothing really. You know, just kind of relaxing tonight. I mean, not a lot really going on in the sports world. See, it's a little on the quiet side.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh man, what is? I think I just said a whole bunch of. What is this? Why has it got this screen? I don't know what it just did. But it is set up. We will be live. Look at that. I just did that. That's pretty cool. So this software that I use to do these live streams and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I could set it up to where I could send these live streams to like any page that I want, whether it's Twitter. I don't know about Instagram. Let me check and see if I don't know if I could do Instagram, but let's see. Yeah, no Instagram, but I can send this thing to 1,000 to many different streams at once. And when I set the stream to the individual pages, when I set up the show, it'll automatically create a event for that show, and it'll send it to all those pages, so I don't have to go to each individual page and make an event for it, which is pretty cool. So everybody know that we're gonna be live at X this time. I like that. So the one for Bucks Life, already set up, and there's a lot of traffic on this page, so we should be good. We should be good to go. Yeah. All righty.
So, There is another question I do have for you, and it is kind of sports related, but it's more on the personal level and everything along those lines. But do you have any idea if you're going to be making it out to Vegas?
Say that again.
I said, do you have any idea if you're making it out to Vegas?
Man, the closer we get, I'm looking, and it's not looking It's not looking good. Just got so much.
We all understand that. I mean, you know,
what was the date again?
Actually, I had to kind of change dates around myself and everything and all that. I am actually flying out on Monday. I will actually be out there Monday the 25th. And I will be leaving at 11:30 at night on the 28th. Because literally between the 28th and the 29th, there was a $400 difference in airline tickets. If I left on the 29th, it was going to be about $470. If I left at like 11:30 at night on the 28th, it was $70. And, you know, since you haven't signed off on my pension yet and everything, I'm kind of penny pinching it.
Yeah, pinching a penny.
So I kind of had to redo some stuff too, but you know, we understand, we get it. You got a lot going on too, Debo. I mean, you know, you got your regular job and then you got your coaching gig.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely keeps me busy.
Now I'm curious about something, Debo.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider coaching collegiately?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. I would consider it if it was something that you know, came my way. Yeah, I would consider it. That would be a honor.
Oh, I honestly think you would be good at it.
You think so?
Well, I mean, you do have one championship underneath your belt. I mean, you get another two or three championships, South Florida or something like that might come calling.
Yeah, that would be interesting. All right, so let me see. All right, so yeah, but let's take a quick. What time it is? It's about time for us to go anyway. I'm not gonna take a break. We almost done here in about 10 minutes, so.
Yeah.
I was going to take a break, but I'm not, we don't do like the National Syndicate shows where you must take a break every 5 minutes for sponsorship.
sponsorship.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Who's sponsoring us?
Nobody.
Because I was about to say, I haven't seen that royalty check yet.
What?
I said, I ain't seen no check from nobody yet.
Me neither. I'm trying to get one.
Well,
we need to take one of them side behind shows that call themselves, you know, being good.
Well, like I said, yeah, I mean, I know how much you love you some Colin Cowherd, but
who? No.
Colin Cowherd.
No.
I know you got some boys and everything, but I mean, he got to go.
I don't know what you're talking about,
man. You know you got yourself a little soft spot for some Colin Cowherd.
Nah, not really. I think he's terrible. I've been saying that for a long time. He's terrible. One of the worst. And I mean that.
Oh, now, Devo.
Who was that?
Come on, man.
Come on about what? He's terrible.
Come on, you know you got you a little soft spot for some Colin Cowherd. You probably do listen to his show, don't you?
No, I don't. I tried a couple times, but I just can't.
Oh, Debo.
What's that? I'm gonna get me a
man. You all just need to squash this rivalry.
Nope, never.
Come on, Debo.
Never.
You look. You all could wind up being like the Mike and Mike show.
Mike and Mike show. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Instead, it could be Debo and Colin.
That sound terrible.
Or you know what? It could be the CD morning show.
Yeah, that doesn't sound that bad.
See, we can make this work, Devo. You're just gonna have to squash this rivalry you got going on with Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of rivalry that could be. It sucks. You only rival with good people. I think dude just like to hear himself talk half the time. He don't believe nothing he's saying.
Well, you know, the one guy that and I don't know why the man has got to yell all the time, but that's Stephen A. Smith. I just don't get him sometimes. I mean, there are times where he's on point, but I mean, man, why? I mean, seriously, why do you got to yell?
Yeah, all that is uncalled for. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, we're going to get out of here for this week.
All right.
We appreciate everybody tuning in and listening. As I said, Wednesday night,
it is
a new added thing to what we're doing with the video portion of it over at Bus Life News. I hope everybody tune into that. Call in, ask plenty of questions, interact with us, stay engaged, and we will catch you guys on the flip side. So, shout out to my man William Graves, Boss Hall Sean Naylor, who's playing Tummy Sticks, watching WWE. But that's gonna do it for us here, man. You guys take care, have a great weekend, and we will see you guys on the other side. This is Rat Pack Sports Show. We are signing out for tonight. See you on Wednesday night. We out of here, man. Peace. Yeah.